Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Noach. The dove came back to him toward evening, and there in its bill was a plucked off olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the waters had decreased on the earth. Genesis chapter 8, verse 11. According to Genesis, Rabbah, the olive leaf that the dove brought to Noah was plucked from a tree on the Mount of Olives. Inasmuch that the land of Israel was not inundated by the flood. Ramban on Genesis 8:11. Based on the verse, a land not rained upon in the day of indignation. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 24. The day of indignation, that of the judgment that fell upon the earth during Noah's time. This implies a parallel between the judgment that fell upon the earth during Noah's time and that of the future judgment, although not in the form of an actual flood, as promised through the sign of the rainbow. Israel will still be protected. Another view contends that the gates of the Garden of Eden were opened for the dove, and from there she brought the leaf. Also, according to Ramban, this can be construed as an allusion to Gan Eden in heaven, implying a connection to the peace of renewal bestowed upon the world after the flood, as compared to the peace of restoration brought about through the Gula, redemption, and the Tehillas HaMason, the resurrection of the dead, upon which follows entrance into Malchus Elohim, the kingdom of God. After the flood, the ark rested upon Mount Ararat, which today is in modern Turkey, the highest mountain in the world at that time. In the future, after the flood of opposing voices to God that will carry many astray, unfortunately, the prophet Isaiah writes of those who remain true to Hashem among the nations, "Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be acceptable upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. So just like Noah was the redeemer of the world at that time, we look forward to the time of Mashiach, who is not only the redeemer for the Jewish people, but to all who believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and attach themselves to Israel. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dried. That is, in the 600th year, 601st year of Noah's life, being about 1600 from the beginning of the sixth day of creation. Noah set foot in a new world cleansed from the violence and corruption of its previous population. Humanity was given a second chance to follow in the footsteps of righteous Noah. A clear division was made between the wicked and the good. Who knoweth the spirit of man, whether it goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast, whether it goeth downward to the earth? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21. The Midrash states that this verse pertains to the souls of the righteous that ascend to Shemayim, heaven, the souls of the wicked that descend to Sheol, hell. Thus the refined, the shades of the underworld, are these souls of the antediluvian world, that is before the flood, that descended into Sheol, and they are regarded as being on the level of beasts in terms of their lack of morality. And so it's not only that King Solomon asked many years later, who knoweth where the spirit of man goeth and the spirit of a beast, but interpreted as the spirit of the righteous of mankind, the spirit of those who act as beasts. The righteous go to Shemayim, and those who act even lower than the animals descend into Sheol. Today, the world is entering similar days to those of Noah. The rampant immorality in the world, lack of respect to God and fellow mankind, and we're looking forward to Mashiach as a redeemer. Just in the time of Noah, whom led the way toward redemption for the world at that time, wherein the inhabitants of the earth refused to heed his call to repent, so too mankind is given another chance to turn towards Hashem. According to King Solomon as well, he pretends that man hath no preeminence over a beast, for all is vanity. Yet all is not vanity when we consider the soul that will make an account before God, before his throne, in order to be judged. Which is why we try to remove ourselves from sheker, from vanity in this life, and focus on what is pleasing in God's eyes. For only the righteous will enter the kingdom that Hashem will establish upon his holy mountain in Jerusalem. So just like the ark rested upon the highest mountain of the world at the time, and the ark was a place of refuge for those who were spared in the merit of Noah. Who was the example of righteousness on earth at that time. So too, we look to our refuge until he establishes his kingdom on earth from his holy mountain in Jerusalem. And we need to live life accordingly with that promise in mind and have a continual expectation for the world, which just like in Noah's time was renewed after the flood. The world was cleansed through the waters of the flood, so too the world will be cleansed again, so that we can live in harmony under the reign of Mashiach in Malchus of the King, in God's kingdom. Shabbat Shalom.